It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
Love me to wake your name. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street?
He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom, and good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time or any time, around the clock and around the globe, we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we have a good broadcast today. And I know that you don't want to miss it. So stay tuned. And we just pray right now that you will be blessed. We pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life and all that you put your hand to do. And we bless you on this Friday. May you have a great weekend. And we also want to say that Godfrey Bertel and I will be ministering on July 5th at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. One service only on Sunday morning. And also, Leland and I will be leading the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. And that will be July 19th, 20th, 21st. It'll be a great time at Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. And you don't want to miss those three nights of heaven on earth. A lot of young preachers will be there ministering as well. It's just going to be a great time. And today, as I've been doing all week, I've been giving honor to people that have made a difference in my life. And, you know, when you start naming names, you're going to leave somebody out. And so I definitely face that risk of leaving someone out. But if you would allow me to continue, because I started yesterday or the day before, just recognizing men. I'm not trying to be a male chauvinist and leave any women out. We'll do that later on. But I just want to honor men that have helped me along the way. Have helped Gene, and I'm so very thankful, including my son, Rick Gentry. Been a tremendous support all of these years. And I want to recognize some other men, including Joe Raglan and Ron Lester and Art Evans and Lyle Mason and Brian Davenport, Paul Weston, Michael W. Smith, Leland Mooring, Jack Mooring, Tom Peters, and Cody Anderson, Bill Coleman, Chuck Pelham, Mike Bowie, Tommy Thompson, Larry Martin, Ken Brayton, Alan LeGrand, Mike Fasciuto, Rocky Poole, Steve Hayes, Steve Engel, Rusty Mitchell, Bobby Chance, Dale Ditto, Dwayne White, Gene Massey, Glenn Duncan, Jesse Mason, Christian Hernays, Gary Matthews, Rodney Howard Brown, John Noble, Noel Richards, Roger Ellis, Mike Nelson, Dan Griffin, Lawrence Neeson, Don Couch, Bernie McLaughlin, Martin Scott, Martin Smith, Brian Borer, Stan Pody, Bud Curley, Curtis Newton, Calvin Newton, Gene Frank, Billy Burns, Martin Smith, Dennis Duke, Ian Skonkin, Evander Holyfield, Luke Ridnour, Eugene Bullard, John Ogle, Rick Rapp, Jim Loper, Richie Brown, Phil Brown, Garland Bilbo, Paul Brownback, Louis Torres, Bill Sanders, Randy Henderson, Glenn Stead, Jim Burkett, Gary Patterson, Jimmy Hester, Bob Alexander, Steve Smith, Stuart Bell, and Rich Hubbard, Joe Tom White, Ollie Kinzer, James Parker, Jay Pike, Christian Hernays, Aaron Wilburn, and many other friends. Thank you so very, very much. Why don't you take time to express? Now, I know I've left some people out this week. I'll make up for lost time, but lest we do nothing, let's do something. Let's take a risk. And I'm so thankful for all of the other. I'm so thankful for all of the other men that have sown into my life over the years. I mentioned a number of them yesterday, and I was continuing to mention some of them today, and I'm very thankful for these men. Henry Malone, and I'm so thankful for Tom Autry, Tim Story, Don Clowers, Joe Tom White, and I'm thankful today for Bob Schaefer, Jesse Simmons, Dale Jennings, David Moore, John Gifford, H.H. Woods, Leroy Woods, Jeff Kinney, David Shibley, Ron Dryden, Art Evans, Easy Jones, Don LeBro, Savelle Phillips, Cedric Van Dane, Rex Johnson, Norman Barnes, Keith Johnson, Billy Epperhart, Billy Burns, Bill Shannon, R.T. Kendall, Godfrey Berto, Gary Smith, Gerald Coates, Larry Hatfield, and Nigel McNeil, some others I may have left out. I mentioned a bunch of you guys yesterday. And, of course, I want to say Jim Wege. And Jim Wege is, I want to honor him today because he has helped me produce the Let's Pray America series. And he's an incredible and special spiritual son and also songwriter and producer and businessman, Kansas City, Missouri. He and Debbie Wege and their daughters, Lauren and Ashley, are a blessing to our lives. And today we're going to play a song on this broadcast that talks about the death of his father that was written and sang at his father's funeral. He was a great businessman in Kansas City. And I don't have the strength or the courage or whatever to say goodbye. And so I know you'll be blessed by Jim Wege's song. So thank you for being a part of BPN Radio as we continue to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
In 1966, God spoke to Dale Gentry. and said these words to him: "Give me the first hour of your day and I'll change your life." Dale responded, and now over 40 years later, he is leading thousands of people in daily prayer around the world. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Good Friday morning, prayers. As we approach the weekend, I want to say what a tremendous blessing it's been to my life to pray with you this week. I'm very grateful that you've given me the opportunity to be your prayer leader and prayer partner for this Gathering Man of Prayer series. This is a good day to pray. Let's sing along. Get ready for the next hour.
This is a good day to pray. This is a
Here we
good
go.
Day.
Let's sing.
The day the
you can do it.
I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Yes, the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. It's a good day. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Yes, the day the Lord is made. I'm so happy that we can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus. Good day. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord is made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for. Let's shout it out. And I say Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Yeah, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth.
I want to say on this Friday that Jesus is Lord. Can you say it with me? Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. He is the Lord of all the earth. And I agree today that I'm going to be happy. Somebody needs to say, I'm going to be happy today. Let's be happy on this Friday. Well, welcome to the Hour of Power, Revival of the Morning, the Breakfast of Champions, the Eagle Gathering. joining people around the world, praying, giving God the first hour of their day. And what a tremendous privilege it is to be able to be here today. And we're going to start off this morning by going through the gates of thanksgiving and the courts of praise. And we're going to start blessing the Lord. And, of course, David said in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle." So we're going to go through the gates of thanksgiving. And while Godfrey sings, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," while he sings Psalms 103, I want us to begin to bless God, expressing our attitude of gratitude toward the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So here we go. And let's begin to bless the Lord and express our appreciation to him.
Bless the Lord. So, and all that is within me, bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless his holy name. Yeah. Bless his holy name. He is good. He is good. Good to
I'm
just let you into our lives today in Jesus' name. We are so thankful and so grateful that you are a part of our lives this morning, and we let you into our lives, and we just bless you this morning. Come on, why don't you just express gratitude to the Lord, maybe some additional gratitude. I know you've been doing it, but maybe just a little bit more on this Friday, because he's seen us through this week. And here we are approaching the weekend, and I believe this would be a great time to make some faith declarations. James 3, 4, and 5 says, "Look also at ships, although they're so large and are driven by fierce winds, they're turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things." So we know that as a rudder controls a great ship, even so does our tongue, which is a very small member of our body, control our body. And so we know that as we make our faith declarations today, we set our day in motion. So this would be a great time for you to say these faith declarations with me, because with the rudder of your ship, which is the tongue of your body, you can set your day in motion. You know, you can have all kinds of different emotions before the 8:30 in the morning. You cannot be a person that is tossed and driven with all kinds of circumstances in your life. So you need to set your ship in motion today by the tongue, which is the rudder of your ship. And so here we go. Let's open our mouths, and why don't you make these faith declarations with me today? Regardless of how you feel, regardless of what your circumstances may be, regardless of the things that surround your life today, I believe that God would like and would desire to set things in proper motion by the words of your mouth. So let's say today's a good day. Today's a wonderful day. Today is a beautiful day. Today is a fantastic day. Today is a glorious day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. For the joy of the Lord is my strength today. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. Today's a good day. It's a lovely day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can have what God says I can have. I can stay where God says I can stay. And I can say what God says I can say. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments. Divine connections. Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. God's working all things for my good. Today's a good day. It's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. I'm blessed today. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed when I rise up. I'm blessed when I lie down. I'm blessed going out. And I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed to be a blessing. And I am a blessing. I am a blessing. Today's a good day. Fantastic day. Marvelous day. Incredible day. God day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my job. All is well in my business. All is well in my ministry. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my nation. All is well in my city. All is well in my land. All is well in my church. All is well in my school. All is well. Today is a good day. Beautiful day. Fantastic day. Marvelous day. God day. New day. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Well, I'm happy today because I declare that God is at work in my life. And regardless of what Satan has planned for me, God is working in my life and the good plan is prevailing. I declare it in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, we've just been boasting about great things that God is doing, setting our day in proper motion. And so now we're going to pray the motto prayer. The prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, or most people know it as the Lord's Prayer. So would you pray along with me on this Friday morning? And let's say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father God, we just come boldly into your presence on this Friday morning by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we your sons and daughters. And we who are getting up to pray and seek your face and give you the first fruits of our day, enter into your presence by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. And we declare, Father God, that you are Jehovah Sitkanu, our righteousness, and you are Jehovah Makadish, our sanctification, and you are Jehovah Shammah, our presence, you're Jehovah Shalom, our peace, and you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider, you're Jehovah Rophe, our healer, and you're Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd, and you're Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. And why don't you, prayers, just take a moment to pray the name of God that applies to your situation this morning. And if you need righteousness and you need a closer walk with the Lord, and you have a sin problem in your life, you need to cry out Jehovah Sitkanu. And if you want a closer walk with him, you need to cry out Jehovah Makadish. And if you have not felt the presence of God in a while and you long for his presence, you need to say Jehovah Shammah. And if you're troubled today, you need the peace of God that passes all understanding. Why don't you say Jehovah Shalom? You have financial needs and you have financial challenges on every hand. You need to cry out Jehovah Jireh, your provider. And if you need healing today, there is a God that is your healer. In fact, the Bible says in Exodus 15 and 26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 23, 25, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water and take sickness away from the midst of thee. Psalms 103 and 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 107 and 20 said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Isaiah 53, 5 says, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes you were healed. And so if you need healing today, you need to cry out Jehovah Rophe. Jehovah Rophe, our healer. If you need direction and guidance in your life, you're trying to make a decision, you need to cry out Jehovah Rohi. He is our guide, our shepherd. And then if you're in spiritual warfare and the devil has attacked you on every side and it seems like that every way you turn, there's the attack of the devil upon your life, your marriage, your finances, your business, your job, your children. You need to cry out Jehovah Nisi. Just shout Jehovah Nisi. He recognizes his name. He is Jehovah God. So Lord, we hallow your name today. And we come into your presence praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And according to Jeremiah 29:11, Lord, we know the plan that you have for our life is a good plan. And so we come, not in our own name, but we come in the name of Jesus. And we pray the will of God be done in our lives today. And so I want you to take these next 20 minutes as we have prayer music, and you take time to pray, seek the face of God. This is a personal time with you and the Lord, a private time with you and the Lord. I encourage you to take your prayer guide and begin to pray the prayer requests that are there on your prayer guide. Just spend some personal time. Remember, the prayer is a dialogue between you and God. God listening and you talking, and then giving God the opportunity to speak if he desires to speak and you listening. So we need to practice the presence of God and practice listening to God. And so during these next 20 minutes, we're going to do exactly that. As you pray, the will of God be done in your life, your family, your church, your nation, your city. And so let's pray that right now. Let's pray, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And so let's just take this time to spend in the holy place, the presence of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to us this morning. Lord, I just set myself in agreement with those who are praying with me today on this Friday, Lord, that your will be done in their lives, and their family members, the people that they've been praying for today. And I want to set myself in agreement also with these prayers for their finances, because I know that there's no pressure like financial pressure. In Job chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." Job 42:10, "Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before." So I know that our prosperity pleases the Lord. And I speak prosperity over these that are praying with me today. I pray, Lord, that you would bless them and prosper the work of their hands and supply all their needs. In Jesus' name. Lord, we know that when we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," that your will is set in motion for our lives. Set in motion. So we know that good things are happening in our lives today. And now we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Why don't you take this opportunity to tell God what you need today, not tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, but what you need today. Just express those needs that you have, knowing that he hears and he desires to meet all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So tell him, share those things with him today. And as we pray the prayer of agreement this Friday morning, I want us to agree together for those in prison. Tens of thousands of people are incarcerated in America today. Many of them without hope. Many of them in despair. Many of them are depressed, oppressed. I want us to pray for them today. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 35, he said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and came to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you do it to me." And so we need to visit those in prison, and we need to pray for those who are confined today, asking God to minister to them and give them hope and send them people that will speak the word of the Lord to them. Let's lift them up in prayer. Would you do that with me? Let's agree for people in prison all across our land, maybe in your nation or your city. Let's pray for them now. And Lord, I do agree with my brothers and my sisters, Lord, today, that you're ministering to people in prison all across the land today. So many people behind bars feel helpless and hopeless, but I pray for them. And I pray, Lord, that you would send people to minister to them. And so we ask these things in Jesus' name, in agreement for those today. And Lord, we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And Lord, before we repent of our sins today, we declare that we are walking in love and we are walking in forgiveness. That we do forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, done us wrong, abused us, misused us, took advantage of us. Lord, we know that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions, but it's an act of our will. We choose to forgive. We choose to walk in love. So, Lord, as we forgive others, we ask that you forgive us. Any lust of the flesh, any lust of the eye, any pride of life. Why don't you just take time, this very moment, just to repent of your sins and ask Jesus to forgive you. For he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let's do that right now. And Lord, we repent for the sins of our nation according to Daniel 9 and 20. He said while he was speaking and praying and confessing his sin and the sin of his people Israel. So we stand repenting for the sins of our nation. If you live in America, you need to repent for the sins of this country or whatever nation or place or land you live in. You need to repent for the sins of your nation. Stand in the gap. Make up the hedge. So Lord, I stand repenting for the sins of my nation. We are a sinful land. Forgive us for taking prayer out of the school. Forgive us for removing the Ten Commandments. Forgive us for the millions of babies that we've aborted and the homosexuality that's running rampant in our nation. Adultery, greed, idolatry. And all the other sins. Lord, we confess our sins. Why don't you repent for the sins of your nation right now? And Lord, we pray that you will lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's put on our spiritual armor right now. Our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. And let's pray the hedge of protection about us and our family throughout this day and night and morning. Let's ask God to assign his guardian angels to encamp around about us and protect us and be with us. Keep us from all harm. Just go ahead and ask God to protect you and call the names of your family members in prayer right now. And Lord, I pray your hedge of protection over these prayers today and their family members. I pray that you'll protect them and their families throughout this day and night and morning. Assign your guardian angels to watch over us, protect us, be with us, keep us from all harm. Speak divine healing and divine health. No weapon formed against any of us will prosper. In the name of the Lord, I pray your hedge of protection over my nation, over my land, over my president and his family. I speak blessings on my leaders. Watch over the president's cabinet. Watch over the Congress. Watch over the Supreme Court. Protect our land. Protect our nation. In the name of the Lord. And we say, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And amen. Well, on this Friday, before we go out today, I want to declare that God is working in your life. And I speak Psalms 18 and 29 over you. David said in Psalms 18 and 29, I'll run through a troop and I'll leap over a wall. Running through a troop, that's a breakthrough. But leaping over a wall is a breakout. And when you get over the wall, you go to places you've never been. Do things you've never done. Say things you've never said. Meet people that you've never met. Operate in gifts that you never operated in. Start things you never started. Finish things you never finished. That's called a breakout. God wants to set things up for you. Give you breakout partners, breakout opportunities, breakout places, breakout words. God has a wonderful plan for your life. I want you to go for it. And so I'm believing on this Friday morning for you, a tremendous breakout. And here's a song that Godfrey Bertel is going to sing concerning your breakout. And I believe that God wants you to get off of the shore because he has a wonderful plan for your life. Go for it. Launch out into the deep. And so let's believe God for a breakout. I'm believing God for your breakout.
Been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break. Break out. This is the time to break out. This is the call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Hey, 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 hey. So break out. This is the time to break out. This is the call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Keep pressing up and forget. Shores of unbelief, listening through hours of meetings. Now it's time to do what I see, to put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, but the nets will almost break. Break out. This is the time to break out. This is the call to break out. This is the year of the breakout. Hey, hey.
Let's have a breakout. Let's release the past, leaving the past behind us, reaching for the new thing. We have a bright future. Let's go for it.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.